Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to week 15 of the fantasy season. The regular season for most people is over with. It's time for the playoffs. How'd you do this week?
I went 3-1. I think I won in both of the dynasty, or did I lose in our dynasty league?
No, you won.
I did. Okay. I don't remember. I knew I was in playoffs regardless, right. So I didn't really pay attention that much. I was eliminated from playoffs like 2 weeks ago in my other dynasty league with Nick. So that one now, I had traded away my first round pick next year. It was a first and Kendre Miller, who tore his ACL or blew his knee up for Breece Hall, who at the time there was all the talk about, all the buzz was starting to get a little louder about him getting traded before the deadline or at the deadline. And they traded everybody else from the Jets, but there's still a really good possibility that in the offseason, because he's a free agent, that he moves. So essentially, I just gave up a middle first for somebody who could potentially go to a team that will actually be able to block for him and and utilize his strengths. So
and have a quarterback that can actually throw so that so you're not automatically trying to tackle him.
I'd make that trade any day. And then missed playoffs by what, two places or a place in our Yahoo league?
Oh no, by just by points.
Yeah,
it's top six.
Okay, so
just you were seventh. You were tied for sixth, but missed. But you lost by like 30 points.
So missed there, and then in the main Yahoo league, Brittany and I were both. She was in first. I was in second. We both lost, so now we're in third and fourth.
And you get to play this week.
The top two teams, the number one and the number two both get a bye. And then in the consolation, 7 and 8 both get a bye. So Isaac, I believe, has a bye this week. But he's in the consolation.
Good job, Isaac.
Yeah, he missed out by... His was the same as me in our Yahoo League, where he just missed by points. He was winning games and putting up points towards the end of the season.
He must
just wasn't enough.
He must have given up on that and tried harder in our
dynasty. His dynasty team is really good. I think, obviously, I mean, who would have thought that to take out undefeated Honcho was going to only take like 140 points?
I know.
Because he's been putting up 190 plus every single week.
Did you see my score?
I didn't see yours. Was that against the guy who put up like 240?
Okay. I mean, it didn't matter. I you scored wanted it. 67, I think, because I didn't want to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I went 2-1. The one, like we just said. Yep. So the regular season finished out. I have the first, second, third, and fourth picks plus Isaac's pick in the first round.
Okay.
So
probably 9 or 10 potentially.
I'm hoping for a second round loss because he's got a bye also.
Yep.
And then I've got his second and a couple other seconds and my second. So
full blown rebuild.
Well, and we knew it. Yeah. I mean, I still have some good pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, that's indisputable.
Yeah. So you're retooling.
Right, yeah, I'm retooling.
Reloading is what actually that's the term they use when they're I forget what team it was. They've been reloading for the last like 7 years.
Yeah, but I mean, I may not try hard next year also because I've got four more first round picks.
Yeah,
next year, after this coming off season.
Unless you get some good offers for those picks. Same with this draft. I mean, if you get a crazy offer for one of those, like 3 or 4, but again, depends on what your plan is.
Yeah, I mean, you look at my team. I've still got Trevion Henderson. I've got two very capable quarterbacks in Stafford and C.J. Stroud for now. I may draft a QB.
Yeah.
I may just let it ride. I've still got A.J. Brown. I've still got, I mean, I've got a lot of young, I'm trying to think of the wide receiver for Tampa.
Tez Johnson. Don't you have Brian Thomas Jr. in that?
Oh, too? I have Brian Thomas Jr. So, I mean, I've got a lot of good players. Mm-hmm. I've got Tucker Kraft. Yeah. So when he comes back, I've got Gadsden. So, I mean, the pieces are there. I would probably still be competitive if I played some of those guys.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to lose because obviously I wasn't going to probably win it with all of the stuff I sent out.
Yep.
In my other two, the 30 some plus year league, ended up 11-3. So, but there are no buys. So I play right away against the team I just beat this week. And I'm already 2-0 against them because I ran the table in my division. I mean, I went 6-0 in my division. and then in the Yahoo League, I'm the one seed, so I get a bye this week. Yep. So it turned out well.
Yeah.
Pretty much what I wanted. I mean, I got rid of some old players in our Dynasty League and players who I don't feel comfortable. Well, a player, Lamar Jackson, who I don't feel comfortable with long term because of the potential for injury.
Yeah.
So, well,
injury and, you know, I mean, Derrick Henry's getting old.
Oh, yeah.
They've got some older linemen, too, in there. You know, I mean, they've got, you know, and Zay Flowers from time to time can get it done, but they don't have a true number one. You know, it's another one of those, you know, Green Bay, Baltimore, Buffalo. It's really kind of about it, but there's top tier quarterbacks that have no true number one receiver. You know, I mean, Buffalo to me is one of the worst offenders of that, where you have, you know, Josh Allen, who could be, you know, I mean, he's going to be, you know, probably preseason front runner for MVP for the next 8 years, you know, if he stays healthy.
Right.
You know, but they just, again, you know, whether it's money issues, cap issues with the team, but it's one of those teams, kind of like Green Bay almost, where they just refuse to go and get.
But they went out and drafted number zero,
Keon Coleman. Yeah, he's.
I get it. I mean,
they tried. Yes.
Right. I mean, it's not like they said, oh, we're gonna just ride with what we've got.
Yeah.
Keon Coleman was supposed to be much better than he is.
Yeah.
And granted, maybe he turns into something. Yeah. I mean,
they did go out and get Diggs, but then, you know, and he was good for a year and a half, and then he turned into a, you know, well,
no, he
didn't turn into
he it. He became flared a bigger up diva.
His diva flared up.
I wonder if they've got a salve for that.
But yeah, so
moving on to our injuries, we've got Daniel Jones, who will probably, I believe it's a done deal. He's on IR for the season.
Achilles, torn Achilles, playing on the broken or fractured fibula or whatever as well. So yeah, and that was his right Achilles. So it makes you wonder if it's one of those overcompensating. Yep,
probably. So they went out and they signed Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, because he's been retired for so long, he has to start on the practice squad. They can't just chuck him right into the lineup this week.
Okay.
I don't think.
I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, and
it's probably about the worst matchup you could have this week, or one of them. I mean, it's Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, which is a very tough defense.
But they're in a position where, you know, they can quickly fall out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, they were the one.
Yeah, now, I don't think they're going to make playoffs unless they get back to, you know, JT at the first three quarters of the season where he was, you know,
right.
I mean, he was in the conversation MVP. For MVP.
And now he's gone.
Yeah, so if they can get back to that and then, you know, make it so that whether it's Riley Leonard or, you know, 44-year-old Philip Rivers, who I think I saw a thing saying that Philip Rivers' oldest kid is like a year older than Riley Leonard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I might actually come back or make an attempt to play football.
Oh.
I mean, 61.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably the same as some of those
flag
guys.
Or two-hand touch?
Actually, we played in an adult, well, it was an adult yeah. flag football league mm-hmm. Must be about 10 or 12 years ago now.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, were you an all-time quarterback?
No. At first, I was a defensive lineman, and guys couldn't stop me squirting through the hole really fast and getting to the quarterback. I put so much pressure on the quarterback. Then they moved me to cornerback.
Yeah.
And because of the speed and everything, mm-hmm. and I don't know, it's a fun game.
Yeah,
it really is. Mm-hmm. Even I would love to see, you know, like we have 55 and over softball. I would love to see 55 and over flag football.
Old man flag football out there, but even bigger cities than
I don't know if we could get it around here.
Yeah,
but it just. It seems like it would be a fun time.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
T. Higgins, he's in concussion protocol, and probably as most. Go ahead.
Didn't he come back in that game?
No. I don't believe so.
I thought T. Higgins had come back in that game.
I don't know. I heard was he was, and maybe he did.
Yeah.
But I
can't remember. It almost looked like he had come back in that game. But yeah, it was. I remember watching the play. Sideline. He was out of bounds. I mean, you know, and it was snowing so hard, you couldn't really tell where you were. Mm-hmm. And he made an attempt to catch the football, you know. But he was like a whole yard or like 3-4 feet out of bounds. And when he came down, just, you know, the head snapped back and smacked the grass or turf, whatever they play on in Buffalo there.
Football guys has him out until week 16.
Oh,
so, okay. I mean, that's what they believe is going to happen.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
CeeDee Lamb, same position. Mm-hmm. Concussion protocol.
Yeah, that one was, you know, that was one of those two where the hands came up and it was.
Yeah, not severely, but you could tell immediately that he was out cold.
Yep.
The way his head snapped and hit the ground, which is too bad.
Yeah, Dallas has been actually playing really well. That offense has stayed the same, and their defense is actually playing
much better.
Better than it was, obviously, being one of the, you know, all-time worst to start the season.
Right.
You know, but if he does miss, you know, you hope George Pickens can pull his head out of his rear end give an effort.
Right. And, you know, he has some people who are backing him up on it and saying, you know, blah, blah, blah with this and that. And I'm like, you got to try harder. I mean, he looked disinterested in the game.
Yeah. I mean,
Sherman.
Yeah.
Sherman
called him. Really, really ripped him. I mean, too, you know, if you're George Pickens, I mean, you're playing for, I mean, you know, they're paying you a bunch of money to play. But also, after this season, you're playing for
lots of cash.
Gigantic contract for either not Dallas, or I have a feeling Dallas is going to try and do what they did with Dak and Zeke and basically everybody and franchise tag them until they say, I'm not going to play, and then pay them, but it's going to cost them even more. That's, we were talking about that, I think it was the beginning of this season. Was it this off season they had all the drama with, or was that last year with Jamar and T? I think that was last season where I think they paid Jamar and they were waiting to pay T. Higgins, and they kept they were going to franchise tag him, and then they ended up paying him, and it cost him more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the market keeps getting reset by other players.
Right.
And Dallas is a huge offender of that too, where they wait till the absolute last minute and it ends up costing them at least like 7 to 10 more million or million more dollars per year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they wait so long.
Not just a set amount.
I've never understood. Like, I would get like if it's like, okay, after this date, the cap hit is less. If we wait till this date to pay you, then the hit is less. You know, and that is you just go to your player. You know, a guy like you said, like T. Higgins, he's been playing for you for what, 4 years now? 5 years now?
Yeah.
You know, and you go, hey, we're going to pay you, but after this date, the cap hit is less for, you know, whatever this next season or the season, whatever it is, we're going to pay you, just hang on. You know, you don't even have to talk numbers at that. Structure
the contract so that...
Yeah, but I'm just...
I mean, you can do it instead of...
You get the front offices, like the Bills and or not the Bills, sorry, the Bengals and you know, obviously it's Jerry Jones who,
yeah,
you know, he's, yeah, but
one of the best in the just business.
I mean, it's an employee.
Yeah,
you know, go talk to your player, your employee, and say, hey, we're gonna pay you. Just wait, we're waiting until this day because of this, and then once that day comes. Then you start talking the numbers.
Yeah,
you know, it just I don't understand the whole.
That might be
whether deep it's like a though. Yeah, whether it's like a huge power struggle, you know, where it's, you know, I could see it with Jerry Jones being like, well, nobody tells me what to do and know how much I'm going to pay you, but he ends up paying them what they wanted anyways.
Right. It's just or more.
Yeah, it just makes you look dumb. So just if you got superstars and you want to keep them. Pay them what they're worth and just pay them right away.
Yeah.
Because in the end, it's going to end up saving you money. I mean, look at what they did with Mahomes. When when his contract came out, it was the biggest, you know, was it half a billion or something?
450 million.
Yeah. And now you look at it, it's not even that much per year.
No.
You know, it's actually a pretty nice quarterback contract that still gives you
flexibility. It's unbelievable. Although I think they have given him more money.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. But
I mean, you almost have to. You know, it's like there's no doubt he is one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say he's the best because I think that Josh Allen is better. Mm-hmm. And I think while Rodgers was playing at his prime, mm-hmm. while Mahomes was in the league, mm-hmm. Rodgers was better.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to argue and say, well, you know, he won how many rings and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It has nothing to do with it. I was talking with a New England fan and I said, who is the best quarterback ever? And I said, I'm going to preface this. I said, you know, Tom Brady is the GOAT, mm-hmm. but he's the GOAT because he's got rings.
Yep.
What, seven rings?
Six, I thought. Or did he get seven with Tampa?
He got the seventh with Tampa, okay. Yeah. I think. Yeah. So I think he's got, you know, seven of his fingers with big old rings on them. But it's different. And I said, from a passing ability, you know, just all around quarterback play, and he said, you're absolutely right. Rodgers is probably the best that's ever played.
Most football fans that actually somewhat understand the game of football. I mean, Brady himself has come out and said it too. He goes, Aaron Rodgers is the greatest thrower of the football ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's just, the things that he could do are just insane. You know, the accuracy, well, the speed,
accuracy.
The touch,
I sit there and you used to sit there and you'd see this go into a box that it was about, you know, a foot by a foot,
mm-hmm.
and it would be, that's the only place he could throw it. And it was there.
Yeah, I mean, the one that comes to my mind is that the Jared Cook on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
In the playoffs to beat the Cowboys. It was just, that's one of the greatest throws I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But
I mean, and that's, you know, so, you know, hopefully, you know, and I was going to say, you know, that we look at CeeDee Lamb or you know, Higgins and Lamb mm-hmm. and paying people and everything and George Pickens. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a nice talk with my dad last night and we were discussing the Packers.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's a huge Packer fan still. And we were talking about Christian Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got him for another year, right?
Okay.
So And it's inexpensive. I think he's a $6 million cap hit.
Oh, yeah.
We need to find a way to, this offseason, sign him to an extension.
I agree.
Because you can probably get him for less. I mean, just 2 years or at the beginning of 25 or whatever, mm-hmm. we extended him for a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they gave him $11 million in new money or something. Mm-hmm. To make sure that, yeah. I think to see if he was going to get, how he was going to respond.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the fact that he was back as early as he was mm-hmm. and is playing at the level he is.
Yep.
Is he in the discussion with T. Higgins, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens? No.
No.
But he could easily get 20 to 25 mil a year.
Yeah.
If he comes in, you know, if we go after him and say, hey, how about 15 to 18 million for four additional years? Does he turn that money down? Especially playing yeah. with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
In the situation that he's in where, you know, you can go get the 25 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be playing for one of the worst teams in football, and
yeah.
your stats may look like you played on one of the worst teams yeah. ever,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't do you any good for the next contract if you're going mm-hmm. to even have one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's yeah.
That, now, you know, a lot of these guys sit there and they go, but 25 mil a year, I can do a lot. Well, you can do a lot with $18 million a year. Yeah. Let me tell you. I mean, in my lifetime, I haven't made $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would be okay
yeah.
at 15 to 18 million a year. And I say that, and I,
yep.
you know, these guys always go out there and they want more and more and more. And mm-hmm. they're just, some of them are so used to having nothing that they want everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
just, I don't get it. Next up, we've got Devon Achan, day-to-day with a rib. I don't believe it was a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, he was having a really good game up until that, and then was it Jalen Wright?
Yeah.
Yeah, he took over, which was a little surprising that, you know, I mean, it had always been, you know, up until really – I think last week Wright got involved a little bit, you know, and obviously they've got Ollie Gordon, who's their rookie,
right.
and he's looked very good in his limited opportunities as well.
Yeah.
So it was a little surprising to see that Jalen Wright came out because, you know, he was, they kind of gave him, you know, a good run when Achan was injured. Was it two seasons ago now, or was it last year? They yeah. gave Wright a couple, you know, he gave him like a game, like a full game, and he was horrible. Yeah, and yeah. every time he's been on the field, he's looked bad. So,
but I think
it was just interesting to see that.
Well, I think that, you know, you look at a Wright versus an Achan, mm-hmm. they're similar.
Yeah.
And Ollie.
He's a big, Ollie Gordon's a big back.
Right. Yeah, he's a different type of back. He's not a first and second down mm-hmm. kind of guy
yeah.
for the most part. So you're bringing in a guy who most resembles the player that's going out, which yeah, is why they also sense. Did yeah. it when yeah. Achan was injured.
That makes sense.
I think they see him as a potential replacement mm-hmm. for Achan if Achan moves on from yeah. him or they move on from him.
Yep.
So next up we've got Jaden Daniels, elbow, unknown how long. It's a re-injury of the elbow injury he suffered earlier.
Yeah, that I mean, for the Commanders, you know, that one, I would have rather him just sit out the rest of the season. And I mean, you know, and it's like Burrow, you know, it's like, well, you guys probably aren't going to make playoffs,
right.
so what's even the point? Just get full why, healthy.
Why but, take a chance?
Yeah, but they're, you know, again,
doing greater paid. Injury to yeah. your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Burrow, I get because you know he's on that. You know, he's on that newer deal, so he's making a lot of money to play football.
And he even you said know. As much.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
asked him, you know, why are you coming back? He goes, they pay me a ton of money.
Yeah, to and come he just loves playing football. So, I need you know, to do and it. That's what Daniels, you know, I mean, he's still rookie deal. But, you know.
Yeah, this is only his second year.
Yeah. You know, so
he'll
not,
be there for three more years.
Yeah.
But why chance it like they
did. Yeah,
they
and Mariota's been playing well. Right. I mean, he didn't play well in this game because it was a tough matchup. But, you know, I mean, the other weeks that Daniels had been out, Mariota was actually playing really well.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it was just one of those where it's like, why, you know, why risk it? But I'm sure it was Jaden pushing to come back and play. So.
Yeah, I mean, show me, other than George Pickens, show me a guy who doesn't want to be on the field every single play. As long as they're physically capable.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously guys get gassed and, mm-hmm. you know, defensive linemen and off, you know, whatever. And
I was going to say
Anthony Richardson because he was tired. I mean, the quarterback can check out just like everyone else. He has to run around so much. But, you know, those guys have always been some of the best players mm-hmm. On their teams, if not the best player.
Yeah.
Every single time they've played.
Yep.
So they get out there, and these are type A sports figures that mm-hmm. they want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a type A in a type B, C body skill-wise, but I always want to be out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Yeah.
You want to play through
injury. Like you said, as an organization, you're looking at next year and the year, you know, the years after, and it's...
Yes. Well,
I can picture when his arm got all twisted up. I can see that, and I just like, all right, if this guy's the future, I know it's his non-throwing arm, but still, it's just, you know, it's one of those where I don't think it was really necessary for him to be out there. So
right. Yeah. Moving on, we've got Zach Ertz, knee. I don't know if it was deemed ACL.
Yeah, it was. It was, okay. Yeah. That was if you haven't seen that one, too.
No, I don't want to.
Well, I'll describe it for you.
No.
He jumped up in the air, and the guy came in, and, I mean, it was shouldered right on the kneecap, and the leg went like that while he was in the air. A lot of people are calling for a fine. I don't remember who it was.
Did he jump?
Ertz was in the air to catch the ball.
Okay.
And then the guy
hit him low.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was like a straight up spear to the knee. You know, it didn't look like he had left the ground, but just the when you watch it live, the bang bang, it does look a little like, all right, that seemed pretty intentional to get him, you know.
Yeah.
But again, it's so fast. It's like all the targeting, you know. And when it's bang bang like that, and you see, you know, and a lot of these quarterbacks now slide really late, trying to draw the flag, and it's like, well, you know, you can't really do that. But you know, I'm just saying, like I said, there's just a lot of chatter out there saying that it looked like it was dirty and intentional, and it looks like it destroyed his knee. And Ertz is an older player with a lot of mileage, you know, on his body. So it could be a career. So,
here's the thing that gets me is, and I don't know if they teach this because I never played organized football. Are you supposed to lead with your head when you're tackling? I mean, I see a guy who is being tackled and he's pretty much down, and someone will come in and they don't just hit him with the shoulder. They come in and hit him with the head.
No.
And I coached youth football and you never led with your head.
Yeah. You're supposed to keep your, you know.
Right. Face
head
up.
Yeah. Face up and hit with your shoulder. Never put your head down. It's not safe for the other person you're hitting.
It's not safe for you.
And that's how you end up paralyzed.
Yeah. But you watch.
Yeah.
Plays almost every tackle. Mm-hmm. Someone is coming in addition to the play that's being made, and hits with their head.
Yeah, I think it's just whether something like that is intentional, but like you see the ones.
Yeah, they're, you know, they I look mean, like they're trying to injure the guy.
I think it's subconsciously you're like, okay, I have a helmet, and if I, you know, you just, I don't know. Like,
but what's stopping your neck from
compressing
and everything else? You know, I don't understand. You know, supposedly we're trying to increase sportsmanship, gamesmanship. You know, you're supposed to care about the other people, But you're leading with a head, trying to injure them to get them out of the game.
Yeah.
Please, that you know that in my mind, there's no place for that in football.
Yeah,
I get that. You know, back in the day, they used leather helmets, and you know it's kind of like hockey where no one wore a helmet.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Next up, we've got Geno Smith with a shoulder week to week.
I didn't really know anything about that.
I believe he came out.
Yeah.
And was replaced.
Good for, well, Vegas is yet again another throwaway season for Las Vegas. And, you know, I mean, you'll get a good, should get a good draft pick. And, you know, hopefully you can get one of these quarterbacks coming out, whether you go. Last night I was looking up kind of like a way too early mock draft.
Yeah,
and they, I was looking at numerous. Yeah, they were the one ESPN. Well, they have Mendoza overall to, I think, to the Jets or something like that.
Oh, I saw. I've seen Mendoza first.
Yeah, so I guess I don't even know who's got the first. I think right now.
Vegas, don't they?
I thought the Giants had the first as of right now. It could change because they got Jackson Dart coming back this week. But yeah. Yeah, so either way, but yeah, Mendoza won overall, but I saw they had Ty Simpson going to Vegas, so
we'll see. But, be interesting. Yeah. So I don't know how long Geno's out, if, you know, whatever. Next up, Tyrod Taylor, groin injury week to week, probably longer.
Yeah.
I believe that, their other quarterback.
Fields?
Fields. Yep. I believe he's still injured.
I think so, yeah. I don't even know who they're...
So I think they've got Danny DeVito coming out. Oh, no, the wrong team. Wrong New York team.
I really don't know who their third string...
Is he even around?
I don't think he's in the league. I think he's just doing commercials, yeah.
For whoever it is that he's the replacement. He goes in and has his picture taken.
Oh, I guess
for the little kid, it's.
Guess I haven't seen the
commercials. It's those commercials where they have backups.
Oh, so yeah.
They've got you know, like a backup guy who backs up the vehicle with the trailer on, and the so he's the backup kid because he looks like a little kid, and the mom is or the dad is taking pictures.
Yep.
And so Tyrod, probably you don't want to use him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Moving on to our studs and duds. Our studs were Tony Pollard, plus 24.4.
Yeah, he ripped a 60-something yard touchdown, and that was a kind of a surprising game, I think, for everybody. Tennessee putting up 20-plus points on Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland's defense looked horrible in that game.
Yeah.
You know, and I had picked them up in our... In our Yahoo League, I mean, it didn't matter because I missed playoffs, but, you know, expecting a huge game out of them, getting, you know, some sacks. And,
well, had you scored 30-some more points, they weren't scoring that many.
There's a chance. Come on. If they could have pitched the shutout and gotten sacks and stuff.
Seattle last week
like 19
scoring 40.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was 41
because they had the shutout.
I mean, a week ago, not this past weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible, but next we have Shedeur Sanders, 22.6.
Could have had an even bigger game if, you know, Stefanski wasn't a gigantic idiot trying to run some trick play to end up winning the game. Because, I mean, they came back, you know, and it came down to the wire, and they tried to do some trick play with Quinshon trying to pitch it back to a guy, and then he kind of muffed the pitch and re-caught the ball. And then had to scramble, run, and then he threw it back across the field, and it almost got picked. And that essentially ended the game. And Sanders had been, obviously, you know, I mean, his stat line, it was over 300 yards and I think three touchdowns.
It was like 360 or
something. Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of yards. I mean, you know, Drake May hasn't thrown for over 300 yards yet in his career.
Wow.
And this is his second year,
And I, you know, I was surprised that Shedeur dropped to the fifth or whatever it was. I thought that he would become the starter there.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen the first 13 weeks.
I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of talks about, you know, the racial side of it, and they felt, you know, there's a lot of people saying that, well, it's because he's a confident young black man, but you watch the interviews.
Jaden Daniels isn't?
No, I'm just saying, it's just, you watch the interviews, and it's just, he's got a very much kind of like the nepotism, you know, I'm primetime son.
Right, right.
You know, all this, and like, and there's a lot of weird interviews. Like, he had the one where, like, he was just, like, they would ask him a question, and he would just, he would stand there, wouldn't actually say anything, but he's just, like pretending to talk. Like, it's just, there's a lot of, like, character things, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Obviously, the kid's super talented, and, you know, and you saw the flashes while he was at Colorado, but, I mean, they overall, that was not a very good team at Colorado. You know, I always thought that Travis Hunter made Shador look better than he actually was.
Travis Hunter makes anyone look
better. True, you know, but I mean, you know, obviously Shador can get it done, but it was just, like I said, there's a lot of character things that, you know, it's, you know, like
you know, put himself in a position where I don't think he was doing his son any good.
No, it was you know, I mean, to me it reminded me of LeVar Ball. I mean, it really did, you know. I mean he's Prime's coming out, you know, Deion's coming out and being like, oh, he's not going to play for this team.
Yeah,
don't even bother drafting him.
Yep.
You know, don't do it, he's not going to play for you. And it's like, dude, Deion, I get, you know, you were, you know, the guy in college and in the draft and everything, right. You know, I mean, he there's that story where a team tried to interview him, and he asked them what pick they were, and they were like pick 9. He was like, I won't be there.
Yeah.
You know, or it was something like that, you know, and it's like, you know, just let your, you know, this is your son now. Like, I get you've been through the draft process and everything, but, you know, now it's, you know, back then it was if you had a loud mouth, but you were the most talented guy in the field, the teams really didn't care that much as long as you're producing on the field.
Yeah.
Teams now, it's both. You have to have the talent. And you have to be, if you're going to be the, especially the starting quarterback, potential franchise, the franchise.
Right. Face of the
team. The attitude and the character's got to be in line with what they want as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree 100%. I mean, you have to have guys that actually portray the values of the team and the community and everything else.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Blake Corum plus 20.
Yeah.
Now, but from what I understand, Kyren got injured during the game.
That was last week. I think it was just
That's right.
Yeah. And Kyren, he played. I mean, he ended up, he had a touchdown. Yeah. Corum scored the first touchdown, you know, and then Kyren came in, you know, it was a little later, but a lot of Corum's points came in garbage time. They were up big, and he just, you know, they took Kyren out because McVay into this week said that they want to keep Kyren as fresh and healthy as they can for playoffs because they're assuming they're going to make a deep run. It makes sense football-wise for fantasy. It sinks because I've got him, you know, on the main Yahoo League. I've got him in both of our Yahoo Leagues, but I've got him in the main Yahoo League where I'm in playoffs. So it's like, uh-oh, you know, is he only going to get me 10 points a
week? Maybe call up McVay and say you need more points out of him.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
That always works. But, I mean, Corum, you know, we talked about it. He's, you know, one of the most valuable handcuffs, you know, backups in case if Kyren were to go down or if they just sent all but shut Kyren down, save for maybe like 10 carries a game, just to, like McVay said, to keep him healthy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if they get up big, we know what they're going to do. Kyren's going to be out, you know, and then it's going to be all Corum.
Yep. So. Next up, we've got Michael Wilson plus 18.49.
That dude is good when Marvin Harrison is out.
Yeah.
He's like elite when Marv is out.
Yeah. And it makes you, I mean, he's playing better than Marvin.
Yeah. I mean, he's
stat wise, he's got more.
Wilson, I mean, he's been in Arizona for like 2-3 years now. And you've seen, like, there's been like a drive here and there where you see the flash. You know, and then the next game it's just nothing, partly due because Kyler has been bad for the last, you know, couple seasons.
Kyler's been Kyler.
Yeah. So, you know, you get I think this year, I mean, I think going into next year, Brissett will be the starter. I mean, I think Arizona's going to have a fairly high draft pick. If they still have a first, I would assume they do.
Yeah, I don't even know.
you know, so interesting to see what they do there. I mean, their defense is good. You know, I mean, I think they need to work on their line a little, their D line a little bit to get a pass rush, but their defensive backfield is very good. So it'll be interesting for next year as well. I think Brissett will be the starter,
yeah,
and whether they've got a rookie in there, they're trying to work and get him up to speed. But yeah, I mean, if Marv were to miss again this week, I mean, it's the worst matchup because it's Houston.
Yeah.
I'm starting Brissett because even in bad matchups, the dude just gets it done. You know, I mean, last week against the Rams, Brissett still had like 20 fantasy points. You know, he always starts out a little slow, but mm-hmm. you know, and Michael Wilson, he just gets all the targets, him and McBride. It's yeah. just those two guys. So
yeah. Next up, we've got the aforementioned Jalen Wright plus 15.8.
Yep.
And we kind of talked about him.
Yeah, just came in and took over.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Which is, you know, as the owner of Jalen Wright in our dynasty league, I mean, there's another guy. He could be a starting running back.
Yeah, because I think there were some whispers about at the trade deadline if Miami, you know, if they right. were going to just fold the season, and there were some talks they might move Achan.
Yeah, but, and maybe yeah. they still will because yeah. as, I mean, if you've got a capable replacement
mm-hmm.
and you've got
Ollie Gordon.
Yep. I mean, you don't need all of those guys.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Our duds, Tyrod Taylor, who's injured with a groin. He was minus 19.6. So who came in for him? Or was that at the end of the game?
I honestly have no clue.
Next up, and you know, we have no idea who the replacement is going to be. It could be Justin Fields. I don't know if he's back yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if they plan on him being back or someone else. Next up, Daniel Jones, minus 17.6. He went out in the first half?
I believe so. And even up until then, he was not. I mean, they were not playing very well.
Right. You know,
over the last couple of weeks, they had been kind of frustrating because obviously you had JT, who's been having down weeks compared to what, you know, what he was doing for you previous, you know, in the first three quarters of the season.
Right.
You know, they kind of went away from using Tyler Warren. You know, in the beginning of the season, they had Tyler Warren. He was kind of like a gadgety kind of guy at tight end. He did have a red zone carry Tyler Warren did from like the one I thought he got in, but they marked him short. Whatever. it did look like he got in, but up until like they kind of went away, it felt like, from stuff that was working in the beginning of the season that made Daniel Jones, you know, again, for a while was probably in that lump of a couple quarterbacks that were in talks for MVP.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it sucks that he got, you know.
Well, and it also, unfortunately,
I think this is his second Achilles. I don't know if it's the same Achilles or not, but he has had a torn Achilles before. Okay. So,
And I've, you know, obviously, and we talked about it, he was in line for probably 40, 45, 50 million a year.
I think in the,
well,
not that much, but I think they will bring him back and give him and get him a multi-year deal.
Well, rumor has it that he'll tag want him. To,
yeah,
and he'll get $46 million.
Yeah, that would make sense. See what happens with the Achilles,
right?
And then after that, but I think Daniel Jones would want to come back to Indy.
Oh yeah,
with the talent that's there, you know, the coach,
obviously, good receivers, great running back.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be there? And you know, they believed enough in him. I mean, yeah, he signed for like 10 or 15 million.
Yep.
I get that. But he won the job over the rookie from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they wasted a high draft pick on Richardson.
Yeah.
And Richardson, I mean, Richardson will not play this year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try and move Richardson.
They could, yeah.
Keep Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Jalen Hurts, minus 16.79.
God, he's just sucks at football.
I don't think he sucks. He's just
I think he sucks. The team I mean, to me, he was always like he had the rushing upside. Of course, last year you had the tush push, you know, or the year before too. The last really last three seasons, you've had the tush push.
Yeah.
You know, so he's getting these cheap 1 yard touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, but you know, I mean, even last year he did scramble more. You know, the year before that, I mean, I drafted him, I think, in, I can't remember what year, like he had the breakout season, whether that was 21, 22, or whatever, or 20 maybe even, you know, had the huge breakout year, you know, and then he was running and throwing, and he was super accurate. They were connecting on deep balls. I mean, he was very good. And it's just slowly declined. And now this year, it's anything outside of like 7 yards down the field, he is so inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's, it all started back in like, for me, it was like week five or six or whatever it was. He missed Devonta Smith on what would have been like a 98 yard touchdown.
Okay.
And the throw that he had to complete was only maybe a 15 yard pass. Devonta had burned his guy off the line and was, you know, kind of fading towards the sideline. And Jalen Hurts overthrew him by like 6 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was easiest pitch and catch ever. It would have been a gigantic touchdown. I just, that's when it started for me. And you know, now, of course, anytime he does bad, I'm like, oh, see?
Yep.
You know, see? I told you. But, I mean, there's just something wrong with Philadelphia right now, and I think
well,
it's a mixture of the head, the not the head. Well, Sirianni
is like
kind
Sirianni.
kind of a douche, but
yeah.
I think overall he's a good coach, but I think it's their offensive coordinator, their offensive line. Obviously, you don't have Lane Johnson out there. If he's out there, their line immediately becomes better.
Their running back.
Yeah, Saquon. I mean, but again, I mean, and Saquon against the Chargers to start the game looked like last year's Saquon. I mean, he was ripping 12-yard runs left and right.
But Saquon then, touched the ball too many times last year to be effective this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see that it has
it got them the Super Bowl. So it's like,
right.
What are you going to, you know?
Right. You know. I would do the same. I would do the same.
It's
but then your expectations have to be lower.
Yeah, it's the Rodgers prime Packers where it's like, okay, well, do you go all in this year to get a ring, or do we just stay one of the top three teams and never make it to the Super Bowl again? You know, it's
well,
one of
I don't think just, it's ever make it to the
but
Super Bowl.
But I'm just saying,
again,
you know,
but
you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't blame them for doing what they did last season because it was working.
Yep,
you know,
look at baseball. Look at the Brewers. The Brewers trade away their top players, their walk year. I mean, there's a chance that Freddie Peralta gets traded. Freddie Peralta was their best pitcher last year, record-wise.
No.
I don't. You know, he almost never made it past five and a half, you know, five and a third or two thirds innings.
Was he the guy that he would just throw a stupid number of pitches before he would
Yeah. Full counts
it'd be like the third inning and he's like 70 pitches.
That was, Freddie Peralta. They will probably trade him. They traded Burns. They traded Devin Williams.
Yeah.
They traded Hader. All before or during their walk year because they can't afford them. But they stay competitive. You know, they were picked to be like third or fourth in the Central last year, and they won. They had the most wins in all of baseball.
Yep.
Granted, you know, a team with 115 million payroll can't compete with 350 million payroll.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It's similar.
Yep.
You are always there.
Yep.
You're always competitive. I'd rather see a competitive team than one that goes all in and mortgages the future.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen the Packers mortgage the future because they gave some contracts where all of a sudden, you know, 3 years later, they had to get rid of guys that you would have liked to have seen kept to make payroll.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense. Yeah. Championships
are nice, but only one of 32 teams wins the championship yep. every year. Mm-hmm. So that means every 32 years, you should plan on winning a Super Bowl.
That's true, yeah.
The Packers have won four mm-hmm. since I was three. So in 60, in under 60 years, 58 yeah. years, we have won four Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Yeah. Back to the Eagles. We've been really getting away from stuff here today. But I agree that the Saquon being, you know, not what he was last year because he had so many touches last year. You know, like I said, Jalen Hurts, it's just anytime he has to throw the ball down the field, it just yeah. he just looks either confused or afraid even to you know,
doesn't want to have the turnover.
Put some zip on it, you know. I mean, to end the game, you know, against the Chargers was a horrible interception. I mean, it got tipped up, but the DB was like, I mean, it was like right there. Like yeah. he just had to kind of jump to the side and it tipped up, and then the guy who was actually covering, and to win the game, you're trying to throw the ball to Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
Not A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Not Devonta Smith. And not Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Or Saquon.
Yeah.
Jahan Dotson. That's who, you know, it's just horrible. It's just bad decision making. There's, you know, their offensive line is bad. Their defense has been, their defensive line has been horrible the last, I mean, they got absolutely embarrassed by Chicago, you know, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. And then again to start the game between Vidal and Hampton. I mean, Vidal had like a 60-yard catch and run, like a screen pass, yep. and then Hampton finished it off with a touchdown. There's just something wrong with them. If I had Jalen Hurts going into fantasy playoffs, I would try and find somebody else. I honestly don't think I would start him at all.
Good thing I traded him in our dynasty a couple yeah. years ago. Next up, Jaden Daniels, minus 15.69. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the injury played into it. Andy, did we say when that happened?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our last dud, interestingly enough, all five quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, minus 12.25. He looked horrible.
He looked bad, but I also attribute a lot of that to Houston's defense.
Yeah.
So like we were talking about last night, I said if they can figure it out why Stroud, you know, at times struggles really bad. If they can get him back to rookie year CJ Stroud, I think the Texans might be my pick because they're in the AFC, correct?
Yeah.
I think the Texans might be my pick in the AFC.
So
if they could get back to that offense that, you know, Stroud, rookie year Stroud, paired with that defense,
yeah,
that's a scary, scary team.
Do you think that any of it has to do with the injuries and him feeling like he's responsible, i.e. Tank Dell?
Well, the Tank Dell one, I mean, that was more of one of those hip drop kind of tackles, at least the first injury.
The one last year that put him out?
Yeah. Well, he had the one before that, too. I thought
he had
the one, too,
yeah, the one where he got...
It was a hip drop.
In the
right
end zone?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just right on the ankle, and you just saw it go, boop.
Gotcha.
But then, yeah, this last one that essentially, like, he might be done.
Yeah,
was that bad?
But you look at him and you say, is it I am making throws and people are getting hurt?
It could be a little of that last season. That offensive line was, like, I mean, literally one of the worst. They might have been the worst offensive line in football last year. And they went out and, I mean, they traded away, didn't they trade away Laremy Tunsil?
Yep.
Which was a kind of like a, what are you doing kind yeah. of thing. But he was also getting very expensive and he's getting older.
Yep.
They made
a few trades that were head scratchers.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, I mean, again, you make those plays or those trades so that you can remain competitive yeah. and be at that spot.
Yeah. I mean, the line is still not very good.
Yeah.
You know, it hurts when Joe Mixon is, you know, you had the oh, he might miss preseason. You know, he's going to miss preseason, should be good to go week one. And then we're sitting there in like week six and they're like, oh no, he's still not ready.
Yeah.
And then in like week eight, they're like, oh no, you know, and then like, what was it, week 10 or something? They were like, yeah, he's just not going to play. And like, yeah. Even Joe Mixon like tweeted out, he was like, who said that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, and it's funny because I drafted him.
Yeah.
In my plus year league. I drafted Ayuk.
Yeah,
because both of them were in the position to be back six, eight.
Yeah, second half.
And
yeah.
They could have been huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I dropped Woody Marks and kept those two on my roster knowing that they weren't going to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I don't have Woody Marks.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, Mahomes, you know, I mean, the Chiefs... looking like they're not going to make playoffs. You know, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are, you know, over the last 5 years have been locks for playoffs. They're not going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm not upset that they're not going to make the playoffs.
No, if they don't make the playoffs. I agree. I think they've been skating. I mean, it wasn't last year. They were like, there's always one team like the Bears where they're winning the one score games or the really close games.
Right.
They always
Minnesota
figured out
did it like 2-3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, they always 11 and then it was the next year they lost. It flips, you know. So I think it's flipping for Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, also, you know, Rashee Rice, you know, all of his stuff, him coming in later in the season, you know, or partway through, you know, I mean, you know, they don't have a running back, you know, Kareem Hunt still, I mean, Pacheco, obviously, you know, they just don't give him enough chances to see if he still got it or not.
But he's been injured.
You know, true, but, I mean, this is the second year now removed, you know, it was last season he got injured, and then all the offseason going into this season, so he's full healthy, and then he did get the hip or something like that.
He got dinged up.
And... you know, I mean, it just, again, one of those where it's like you got that quarterback. You know, I mean, they have a good defense, a solid defense.
But how many have they won?
That's what I'm saying. I get it, but you know, you add in two more pieces. You know, you go out and find. You know, like that was the team that Breece Hall was like tied to the most was Kansas City.
Yep.
And then he was kind of tied to the Chargers because they didn't know if Hampton was going to be back this year. But if Breece Hall had gone to the Chiefs.
Yeah,
that middle first round pick that I spent, I would have given up
another first.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. So, although they don't utilize their running backs that well.
Because they don't have anybody. That's the thing. You look at Jerick McKinnon. You know, was that 2 years ago for their Super Bowl? Yeah. He was kind of the reason they won.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, if they have somebody who's capable, not a 31-year-old Kareem Hunt. And seventh rounder Isaiah Pacheco, you know, and then another like seventh rounder, their other guy, you know, I've ranted enough about it, but Andy Reid getting too cute with a lot of play calls.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, trying to do all this stuff. I just, yeah. So,
yeah, play the game. It's, it's like I've been saying all year about the Packers. What do we lack? We lack that quick slant. So they throw the quick slant, and it goes for a touchdown.
Yeah, well, I think, like, this last week, having Jaden Reed back definitely helps
a lot. Oh, it did.
I mean, you know, immediately he was involved. And
yeah,
I think
three of the first four touches were his.
He'll be our quick slant guy. And,
but he wasn't the quick slant guy.
I know it was Watson.
Watson ran away from the defense.
Guys. Yeah, they'll interchange those guys, but I think primarily that'll be Reed's.
Yeah,
Reed's spot, but yes.
I saw that, and I was like, you know, and they said, oh, yeah, you get up in man and you run that quick slant, and I'm like, where has that been? That used to be a staple of our offense, but I digress. And then next up, we've got the waiver wire. Adonai Mitchell, still there?
Yeah, it depends. Like I said, I have no clue who their quarterback's going to be. Right. So, you know, I might maybe move him towards end of the list here.
Yeah, but
again, I mean, he commanded a lot of targets 2 weeks ago. And
last week.
So, I mean, again, you know, no Wilson, and you know, Garrett Wilson, he's done for the season, has been done for many weeks now, but you know,
so it's him and Mechie.
Mechie and Mason Taylor, you know,
and Breece Hall. I mean, yeah. They've got some quality skilled players. Mm-hmm. They just,
there's so many other things wrong.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, beyond that,
yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great schedule. I mean, there's tougher matchups for him, but right. I mean, you know, if he does it again this week, again, I can't remember who they play, but it's not a great matchup. If he comes out and has a decent game, then yeah, I mean, if you've, like I said, if you got Jalen Hurts.
Right.
And with, I mean, because the Eagles' end of season schedule here for fantasy playoffs is not very good either.
Right.
Depending on the matchup, I might almost start Shedeur over Jalen Hurts.
Agreed. Agreed. I mean, it seems like when Hurts is out there, it just doesn't seem like he's fully invested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of like Pickens.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, it looks so nonchalant and, oh, well, you know. And Shedeur is playing for a starting position.
Yeah.
So you get, you know, there's that opposite drive. Well, we're the Super Bowl champions. I just have to stand here and look good versus I'm playing for money.
Mm-hmm.
So
next
up, Jalen Wright. I don't foresee him. I mean, it's kind of funny because in our 30-plus year league, Jalen Wright went like two or three in the waivers last night.
Yeah.
And he probably won't see the field much.
No, unless Achan is limited or for whatever reason misses, then yes. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's like the next guy, Blake Corum. You know, we've talked about a lot, you know, just handcuff going into playoffs.
Right.
Because if the starter goes down, they're, you know, seemingly it looks like Jalen Wright is the guy who will get the majority of the work.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Same with Corum. It'll be Corum and, you know, maybe five touches will go to whoever their Jarquez Hunter or whatever the guy's name is, you know, for LA. So it just makes sense, you know, if you've got the space on your bench to add that handcuff.
Right, right.
So.
Next, Ryan Flournoy.
If CD misses, I mean, he had
right.
a monster game.
Right, I think he's a
game.
One week.
Yeah.
Well, and again, CD missed time before, and it was the George Pickens show because George Pickens wanted to play hard.
Yeah.
He didn't want to play hard this past week. Mm-hmm. So Flournoy was
they had to the go guy. Elsewhere. Yeah.
So I don't know that Flournoy is necessarily that great of an addition.
Yeah.
He might be for a week.
Yeah, I think
he'd be, even if he is you know, even if CD is out, if Pickens plays like Pickens has played when CD is out before, it's going to be the Pickens show again.
Yeah. I mean, Flournoy, for me, if you do any DraftKings or the Daily Fantasy stuff, he seems like he'll probably be one of the more popular, cheaper options, you know, to look for that huge blow-up game potential. So,
right. Yep. And last one I put on here again was Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, if he's out there, I mean, after what happened, was that two weeks ago? Because they were on bye this last week. It'll be interesting to see what happens when they come out of the bye. You know, that's basically what they've been doing all season is who's got the hot hand.
Right.
You know, it was Chuba to start, then Rico was looking good, then Chuba missed a game or two, you know, the two or three games. Yep. And that's when Rico Dowdle went nuclear for the 2 weeks. And then he was the hot hand, and then they gave it back to Chuba, and he was great 2 weeks ago. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, if he's available, I mean, he's a good add. I mean, it's, you know, technically a starting running back, so.
Yep. Picks of the week. So CBS has the QBs as Brock Purdy, Jackson Dart, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Jaden Daniels, who I don't know why Jaden Daniels is on there, but they must have thought he might play.
Yep.
I'm going Matt Stafford.
Revenge game.
Huh?
Revenge game.
Yeah.
Well, for both quarterbacks.
Yeah,
Goff, too.
against Detroit, and Detroit's defense against quarterbacks is 27th, out of 32. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance that he's going to see a lot of passing yards and touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good game this past week, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Stafford, he's, you know, we've had like one really bad week, and then the rest have all been either solid or very good. So,
yep.
You know, and I think this game will be, it's going to be high scoring. Yep. A lot of offensive points, you know, Amon-Ra. He'll be, you know, hopefully fully healthy, but even then he still put up, it doesn't matter for that dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so Nick, our friend in the Dynasty League that I'm in, he made a point, and I totally agreed with it. He was like, you know, if I had to pick, you know, like if I was starting my own team, mm-hmm. and, you know, say I already had my quarterback, running back, tight end picked out, he goes, if there was a wide receiver in the league right now that I had to start a franchise with, he goes, it would be Amon-Ra. Because the dude's just he's a dog. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's hurt. He plays through it, and he still plays well.
And I'd say Amon-Ra or Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Yeah, but he's just saying just from the
– Yep.
The I'm hurt, but I'm still going to come out and be
– And he looked
not
good.
Not just be a decoy.
Right. He looked good.
Yeah.
He ran away from people.
Mm-hmm. So
impressive.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm going Joe Burrow against Baltimore. This is the second meeting in the last 3 weeks now.
Yep.
And
he had a big game the last time.
Big game the last time. And, you know, again, the Ravens, something going on there too. They can't quite figure it out. So it puts a lot of stress on the defense. You know, and I think if T. Higgins, like I said, I could have swore he came back in that game, but if for some reason he does miss, you know, I mean, my stack is the wide receiver. I'm going Ja'Marr Chase, too. Yeah. So if Higgins misses, Ja'Marr Chase should have a monster game. I hope, because I could use it for the playoffs. But, you know, Burrow's looked good since he's come back. And, you know, T. Higgins had a big game last week, you know, before the concussion. So even in the snow. So,
yeah. Maybe he likes playing in the snow. Yeah. I do. Moving on to running backs, they have Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, and Devon Achane. I'm going Jonathan Taylor. I mean, you're right. He hasn't been playing well lately. This is their quarterback isn't going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to rely on their running back.
Yep.
It's at Seattle. Fifth. I mean, it's a bad matchup for him. But I still think that
necessity.
Right.
Yeah.
The way the game is going to play out, they need Jonathan Taylor more than anything else.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I mean, if they want to keep any playoff hopes alive, you know, this is, you know, they need to keep winning. You know, they need to win, but they need to keep winning. And the only way you're going to do that from here on is if Taylor gets back to the, you know, before the last
three touchdown weeks that he was having every other week.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yep. I'm going to go with Travis Etienne against the Jets.
Like it.
I believe it was the Jets who gave up the monster game to Jalen Wright last week. You know, and then obviously Achane had a very good game before he got injured as well. So, and Etienne's been, last week had the two touchdowns. You know, I just, my only fear is for whatever reason, Liam Cohen's going to do the thing where this coming week it'll be tooting out there to start the game.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Two touches last week.
Oh, he only had two touches last
week?
Two
touches.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Well, no, two I shouldn't for say tooting? That. No.
Two carries?
I think it showed that he had two carries for 5 yards, but he also had a lost fumble. Oh, it was on the second carry.
Okay.
He also had a concussion. Oh. Well, no, excuse me. He was
evaluated
for a concussion and came back, then had the two carries, fumbled the ball, had minus 1.5 points.
Nice, okay. So
I don't think they're going to go that way.
Yeah, perfect. So I think Etienne is in for a smash spot here.
Yeah, because I played Tootin.
Yeah.
And luckily, 39 points out of my kicker, Aubrey, and 30 points out of Jahmyr Gibbs.
That'll make up
made
for
the
it.
Difference.
So, it just easy, good matchup. And again, who knows who the Jets starting quarterback is going to be. I just cannot think of who it is. So the defense is probably going to be out on the field a lot for the Jets, which makes for a tired
defense. And you're not, throwing the ball. You're going to run the ball.
I mean, in Jacksonville,
and handle the clock.
They're starting to heat up too at the right time. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're looking good. Trevor Lawrence has actually looked very good in the last couple of weeks. So, I see this. I'm hoping for a monster game out of ETN.
Yep. Moving on to our wide receivers: Jackson Smith and Jigba, Puka Nacua, Nico Collins, Drake London, and George Pickens. I'm going, you know, I said I'd start Jackson Smith and Jigba, but I'm going Amon-Ra St. Brown against the Rams. I mean, they're 18th against the receivers scoring. So it's a middle of the road game.
But they gave up a huge game to Michael Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, so
And Amon-Ra is
Yeah.
I mean, I'm personally hoping that because I've got Jahmyr Gibbs in my important league, I hope he has a huge game too.
Yeah.
But Amon-Ra is
I think that's what it'll take for Detroit is Gibbs and Amon-Ra and Jameson.
Keep Montgomery out of it.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be...
I hope he gets a hangnail before.
It'll be Amon-Ra and Gibbs that if they're going to win this game, they need monster games out of those two guys. Right. So, yeah.
Yep.
And then, like I said, I'm stacking Jamar Chase. Just if Higgins were to miss, a get-right game for Chase because he was basically just a decoy last week.
Yeah.
The ball went to pretty much everybody else except, I mean, he still had like 7 or 8 targets, but
Did he have the 2 touchdowns last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So before, touchdowns. And then, you know, I think, did Yoshivas catch one or Gesicki? I think he might've had one.
Gesicki had one.
So, you know, I mean, I just, hopefully, like I said, again, just hoping a lot because I've got Jamar Chase in the main Yahoo League. But a get-right game, just pepper him with targets. You know, let him show that he's still that top receiver. So.
Yep. Our tight ends. CBS says George Kittle, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Mark Andrews, and Theo Johnson. I'm going Harold Fannin Jr. at Chicago.
Just had a huge game. So
Yeah. Chicago is 19th against tight ends, so it's a little bit better than average matchup.
And Njoku did get banged up in that he caught a touchdown, but on that he got looked like he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So you know, if he were to miss and Fannin's out there, I mean, him and Sanders seemed like they had a really good rapport.
Right.
You know, in Chicago, I mean, you watched it against last week for us. You know, we had Musgrave sneaking out. You know, I think that big catch should have been a catch.
I agree with you.
The league needs to. I mean, there was a lot of those this week where it was like, what is a football move first? And what the F is a catch? Because I don't think they. It's so situational, and I understand that.
And it hit the ground, but in my mind, he had control of it.
Yeah, you know, and you know,
it didn't.
If you have possession, you know, as a receiver's coming down, if you have possession and a part of the football touches the ground, but you have the possession.
Well, they said
and you
he
maintain
didn't.
It. You know, I just like prime example, the Isaiah Likely. He should have had 2 touchdowns this week. He had the first one, but then the second one, which would have, I think it was either game time or potentially winning, where he caught it and he had it extended in front of him. He caught it. It was close.
2 steps.
He extended the football because the DB was coming up behind him.
That's
to try
a football
and,
move.
Yes, but they deemed it not because he didn't fully get the third foot down.
Let's just
before
say.
The DB had... I can't remember
if the DB hit the arm.
Yeah, and the ball came out.
Yeah, that was a catch.
But then it also goes, okay, toe tap touchdowns in the end zone.
Right.
I mean, you literally, you know, tap your toes and then you're out of bounds. And as you go out, you hit the ground, whatever, or then the DB comes in and hits the ball out.
Right. They said
that's a touchdown all day long.
That you had contact and control while you were in the end zone. He took two steps.
Yeah, and extended the football.
Extended the football
to get it away from the DB. That should have been a touchdown. I agree. But
they got screwed on three or so different plays.
They need to this whole catch non catch surviving the ground. You know, again, if it's on the sideline, you toe tap even on the side, not even in the end zone, because I think if you have possession and you toe tap, or as soon, I mean, even the two steps that he took, clearly had possession of the football.
Yeah.
Immediate touchdown.
It's right. It's done right there. Yeah. It doesn't matter what happens after that. But even
on the sidelines, you know, it just, you know, they truly need to just be like black and white. This is what it is. But then again, things aren't black and white in the game of football. No. I don't know.
There's a lot of red.
Yeah. Blood. Yeah. So
broken bones.
Anyways, yes, I like Fannin. Again, if Njoku misses, you know, this could end up, you know, you get a pissed off Cleveland defense. You know, Miles Garrett chasing around Caleb Williams. You know, he's looking. I think he's really looking. He's at, 20 sacks now? So he's 2.5 off the record, right? It's 22.5, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
So, I mean,
well, and
he's got a couple weeks left here where he could get
and,
that.
And I don't, you know, you look at quarterbacks, and, I mean, I think Caleb Williams has made tremendous strides toward becoming, but I think they're this, at least in – a lot. I mean, they're winning the one, a lot of the one score games. I think he's getting lucky on some of the things.
Yeah.
You know, they're good passes. I mean, some great plays, but there's a luck factor.
Oh yeah.
You know, getting away from this guy just barely. So it'll be interesting to see if Cleveland applies the right pressure and actually gets him down.
There was, I think it was in the post-game interview, one of the reporters asked Micah Parsons, they go, what's it like chasing Caleb Williams all over the field? His response, he goes, honestly, straight up, he goes, it's mad annoying. It's just annoying. So, well,
and it's funny because, I mean, I was watching and there was a play late in the game where, I mean, Micah was held.
Yeah, it's basically every.
Never call.
Yeah. I was just talking yesterday with my coworker who's a Bears fan because I was off Monday, so I wasn't able to gloat all day Monday about it. But
so you
I
did came yesterday. Over.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm like, it was a good game.
It was.
I mean, it came down to the wire. You know, just wrong decision from Caleb Williams there. I mean, I guess, so we were listening to it in the truck because we had to run to Walgreens to pick up a picture for Sutton's daycare. They were doing a project.
Okay.
So we were listening to it on the radio. I don't remember how much time was left in the game at that point.
40 seconds or so.
Okay.
Or maybe a little over a minute.
Yeah. And do you remember what down it was?
It was fourth down.
It was fourth. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
So what had happened was on third and one, third and one, 1.5, Enagbare made an unbelievable play and just killed the running back. And so on fourth down,
I was going to say, because if it was, I forgot that it was fourth. Yeah, that would have been obviously situationally, if it had been third, you throw that away, you drop a play for fourth, you know.
Yep.
But anyways, so I just, I mean, it was a good game, but I was talking with my coworker. I'm like, you know what? Seriously, if I'm Green Bay, I mean, do you send an email to the league and be like, you know, with clips, you know, do you compile a highlight, quote, highlight reel?
Low light reel.
And just be like, we're not asking for it on every single play,
but we got to get matters,
something.
Right.
You got to get something. When it
matters and he is held for three seconds.
I mean, he beats the guy, you know, whether it's a swim move.
And there's rip, this.
And the arm is on the opposite shoulder pad up around his neck.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw the replay of the one and the back judge, you know, the camera's over his shoulder. So you see his head, he's staring at Micah Parsons, actively getting held like that. Nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know,
yeah,
you got to get something. Again, like I said, you don't go there and be like, it's got to be every play. I get it. People get away with stuff, right. But
there's offensive holding, the
absolute lack of obvious, yeah. You know, I mean, and it's across all games. It's not just,
right,
we're Packers fans, so we want it to go our way, but.
And I'm sure there were some the other way. I mean, yeah. I get it,
yeah.
But you got to be better. You yeah. gotta, you know, there are rules. You don't just go, nah, I'm not going to call it here. Mm-hmm. Too big of a play.
Yeah.
It's a big play for the defense, too. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, both yeah. ways.
Yep.
And you got to look at it from that perspective. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, after our fifth rant today, it's nice when I don't have to work and, you know, the girls yeah. are at daycare and not trying to cram it in at the end of the day. So
exactly.
I'm going to go kind of like with your start with Jonathan Taylor. I'm going Tyler Warren. Again, I mean, a little bit could end up being potentially a little Taysom Hill going on here. He is their emergency quarterback.
Yep.
Riley Leonard does. I just looked at his, I saw on Yahoo, looked at his profile. I think they said it was a PCL strain. So I think at this point, it's throw a brace on and it's just going to be pain management.
Okay.
But at this point, I mean, because it's Richardson, who's not, you know, he can't play. And then, Brett Rippon is their technically their third or fourth string quarterback.
Brett Rippon's been around forever.
Yeah. So, you know, if he's got to start.
You sure it's not Mark Rippon?
Isn't that his dad?
Grandpa Rippon?
Yeah. So I think Warren's going to be. You know, super necessary as well. Like I said, he had the goal line carry, so they were trying to get back a little more, get him in that gadgety, get him in the mismatches, because the dude's a matchup nightmare.
Yeah,
you know, he's fast, good hands, but he's also strong. You know, so if he's on a DB, he can bully him. You know, if he's got a linebacker on him, he can burn him. I mean, he's, you know, and he's a great blocking tight end. They use him a lot in the run game too. So, you know, if he's doing well in that regard, you know, if I was a OC, I'd give him, you know, you got to reward him a little bit, you know, draw up a play for him or something, you know.
And usually a quarterback who hasn't been playing a lot that comes in doesn't look down the field
it's a lot of tight end, and it mainly actually really statistically it goes to the running back. Yeah. But, you know, like if you have a wide receiver who had a lot of targets and they move, you know, they get traded or go to a different team and they don't really replace them, a lot of those targets end up going to the running backs.
Yeah.
Then it's the tight end.
Right.
So
right.
I just think he's going to be safety blanket.
Right.
So I think PPR, Warren should be fine. So he's going to be my start.
All right. Well, good luck on your playoff games if you're in the playoffs or if you're in the, what do you guys call it?
I think we just the losers bracket.
Losers bracket. Yep. We have a name for it, but I don't remember what it is. Yeah. But otherwise, I'm Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.